Morning is an important time of day.
Mornings
are the worst.
The worst.
You know what else is?
How about Mondays? I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
But not today.
I need a doctor.
Is there a doctor?
Is anyone here a doctor?
Is anyone here a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
What's up, Doc?
Happy National Doctor's Day.
I'm a doctor.
I need a prescription of coffee stat.
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Yes, to the doctors, to anyone going in right now, our healthcare workers, thank you. Thank you. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, man.
Good.
Monroe.
What? Oh, wow. Already? What did you do to him?
What?
How dare you?
What did I do
coming in here with all
this
the confidence?
Time?
I drew what some would say. A beautiful rendition of Olaf.
Man, I wish you had told me ahead of time you were doing this so that I could put it on the stream.
I didn't even think about the stream. And Monroe goes and one-ups me with her drawing of Olaf and also puts it in four things.
No. We were supposed to do it.
I don't remember this
conversation. Because remember, you showed me your Sven, and
My Sven was so good.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And so then you're like, oh, let's see what you can do. And so then I thought that I was supposed to do it.
Because I drew mine, which actually when I was posted, my buddy Mike saw Mix's post and said, wow, Ella did a really nice job drawing Olaf. I said, that was me.
I straight up thought it was your kids too, honestly. I wasn't going to mention it, but I'm glad you brought it up. It definitely looked like your kids drew it.
And then Monroe, just textbook, gorgeous drawing.
I saw that picture and I was like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do that.
Wait, so you used mine as inspiration to go and do it?
Yes. I thought I was supposed to do it.
I vaguely remember you guys talking about this. Honestly. Thank you. I'm on Monroe's side on this one.
What I need you to do is you wake up this morning and you shake out the cobwebs. Go to Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. We got four photos from the weekend up there. And you'll see mine. You'll see my Olaf with a lot of personality.
He does.
And then you'll see Monroe's.
That's what we're going with, huh?
Personality. All right. I made it my own, Jackson.
Sure.
That's
what they say about, you know, the ugly friend that they try to hook you up with.
Yeah, that's like my Olaf.
Great personality.
Great. I was so impressed with your drawing.
Were you?
Yeah, I absolutely was.
Yeah, she took the time. She like shaded it.
I know.
The lines, the curvature.
I could not believe.
Michelangelo,
I was like, wow.
Over here.
It was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Sven.
Let's see how your Sven goes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sven looks hard.
Sven was hard.
Yeah, Sven looks like that's not going to be going well.
So Monroe last week for No FOMO, she's been telling us just fun things to do just around the house, right? Because that's all we can do. Stay home, stay safe. And one of the things was, I believe it's the Instagram account Disney Animation.
It's Disney Studios.
Disney Studios. They just had animators on showing how they draw all of these famous Disney characters.
That's pretty cool.
It's so cool.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And as they show you how to draw them, they tell stories.
Oh. Yeah.
So like the Olaf video, the animator was talking about how the way Olaf walks, he based off of his young son who was like 5 years old at the time.
No, it was a toddler.
Toddler at the time.
So clunky.
Yeah.
They're not very good at it.
And that's why his arms don't bend.
I'm going to be honest with you. I assumed that 5 year olds were toddlers.
So did I. When does it stop being a toddler?
Wow.
I thought the same thing.
When it can go potty by itself?
So around 17 or 18. I was a toddler for a very long time.
Same.
Oh, our friend Brooklyn just sent us a text that she did Pascal from.
I love Pascal!
Tangled.
I love Tangled.
I would like to do Pascal.
The drawing continues. I know it's not radio friendly, but we're going to just keep drawing around here.
Well, and it's like a good way to, you know, burn off 15 minutes.
Isn't that what we're all looking to do?
Yeah.
15 minutes at a time. Yeah. Just trying to stay busy.
I feel like I'm pregnant
trying
again.
Trying not to think about everything.
Yeah.
Like
everything crushing.
Yeah.
The walls are closing in.
When I got pregnant, time has never slowed so much.
Yeah.
And then they send you these emails that's like, oh, hey, you're 39 weeks and 2 days and how many hours? This is the size of your kid. And it's just like...
You want to speed it up just a little bit.
Yeah.
It knows what hour you conceived?
No.
It gets pretty close, though. It gets a little too close, if you ask me.
Uncomfortable, yeah. I don't like how many days it knows, honestly.
This morning, we are going to have the head of the Utah Coronavirus Task Force, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, is going to be calling in and trying to give us an update on all things COVID-19. Obviously, new stuff happened since we were on the show on Friday. Hopefully he'll fill us in. And I want to ask him any questions you have. So you can start messaging us or texting us now, and I'll try to get to your questions as we do our interview with him at 8 o'clock this morning. Then you can go back and listen to our podcast if you're going to be in at work. All right, Monroe. Why don't you give us a pocket full of sunshine and start this week off right?
You know what? We talk a lot about medical workers and how they're still out there and they're working every day and they're battling this. And not to take away from them by any means, but still, let's remember the mailmen right now.
Yes.
Like, they're still working. Mm-hmm. And they're just, everybody's like, oh, yeah, working from home. This is terrible. And then there's mailmen that are just like, yeah.
Still out there.
Bummer.
Delivering all of our Amazon packages.
Actually, I'm working 12 hours a day now. I've never worked so much in my life. Well, there's this mailman in England who's going viral because he's decided that he wanted to do something to just cheer people up. They're stuck in their homes. They're scared, you know, and I kind of felt like this. And this weekend, I felt a little bit alone, like just totally isolated.
Yeah.
Right? That's the point. So this guy, this mailman, dresses up in different costumes every day to deliver the mail.
That's cute.
So he's delivered the mail as a Trojan soldier. As a German beer maid.
That's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, as a gorilla and more. So the neighborhood, like, everybody's all excited now. They're like, oh, what's he going to wear today?
What's this guy doing? This little turkey. That's really good.
That's fantastic.
I'm surprised the mail service lets him wear whatever he wants. I thought that blue
uniform.
What
are they
going to
do right now? Are they going to tell him, oh, you're fired? Bill, you're fired.
It's prison rules right now, Jackson.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You decided to wear your finest gorilla costume to work, and that's the day they sit you down in HR and have a conversation.
What is my biggest fear in life?
John's biggest fear in life, and this is a legit fear.
This is true. Uh-huh.
John's biggest fear in life is that he's going to wear a costume to work for Halloween, and they are going to choose to fire him on Halloween in, like, a bumblebee costume or something.
And what happened last year, Monroe?
It's a legit fear because I had a friend who dressed up as the cutest little bumblebee at work. On Halloween, and had to get sat down and laid off in her cute little
bumblebee
costume.
They fired her in her bumblebee.
Yes,
it's a shame.
No one wants to go like that.
Absolute shame. No, sir. No, thank you,
Jackson.
Yes,
Britney Spears.
That was so fast.
Britney Spears.
Uh huh.
2001.
Yeah.
VMAs.
Uh huh. Snake.
Snake.
Uh huh.
Lions in the background.
Yeah. It's all very good.
Doc Antle.
No!
Wait.
No! What?
What's Doc Antle?
Have you seen Tiger King yet?
That's
no.
Not his snake, is it?
That is all of his animals, and he is up on stage wrangling them in the background.
I am going to pass out. That's crazy.
Like that. Yeah. If you have not watched the Tiger King documentary, to me, one of the most fascinating people they introduce you to is Doc Antle.
Doc Antle is a supervillain. Like, he has a lair full of exotic animals. You cannot tell me that that man is up to something that is good.
He's got himself an entire town that he owns.
He's terrifying.
Yes. It's Doc Antle's animals.
I mean, in the list of people who are terrifying in Tiger King, I think that he's on the lower end of the scale, but still scary.
Monroe, I thought you would have caught up on some Tiger
what?
King this weekend.
Why
did
you
do TV this weekend?
Oh, you stayed away from the TV, huh?
I did.
That's the wrong decision every time.
I know.
Don't watch Contagion, but go ahead and watch Tiger King. Those are my suggestions. Producer Danny is here in studio. You got a special announcement, Producer Danny.
Yeah, I want to wish my mom a happy birthday.
Oh, happy
love
birthday,
you, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. Sorry your birthday got canceled. Like
I know.
Every
other
March birthday.
I know. What's your mom's name?
Heather.
Heather, and does she live in town?
She lives in North Carolina.
Is she listening on a...
She's listening right now,
oh, no
yeah.
kidding. Very cool. Well, happy
what's up,
birthday.
North Carolina?
Yeah. Are you going to do something for her? Are you going to send...
I sent her flowers.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Always
classy.
Oh, well,
classy. Now you ruined the
surprise.
Well, so they came on Saturday because they shut down today.
Oh,
it was supposed to be today.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Mm.
Flower delivery is not considered an essential service, huh?
Nope.
No.
Interesting.
No. Maybe you should treat your spouse right year round.
Oh, really?
Instead of just when you're in trouble. Then it wouldn't be essential.
Let me tell you, when I'm ordering flowers, I need those flowers.
Right now. I messed up really bad.
All right, Jackson. Let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. Well, it's official this weekend. We welcomed home America's dad. Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks made their way back stateside.
They're okay.
So they were... They recovered in Australia. They got the coronavirus. They were there for 2 weeks recovering. And then they just made their way back to the States. They're still in isolation and will be for a while.
Yeah.
But honestly, at this point, now we all kind of are
well,
in isolation.
Well, how are they able to fly
for
then?
A while. Private. yeah. Please, 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 please. Okay. Tom Hanks is not taking the next Southwest plane anywhere. Okay?
My Tom Hanks does.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Listen, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I'm here to tell you, he's a rich guy just like the rest of them. So he's gonna fly his family private.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. If we had the choice.
Uh-huh.
However, that is not available to us. Disney has closed their theme parks indefinitely because of
coronavirus.
So before, they were just closing until the end of April. But then yesterday, the president came out, and we have new guidelines. So the new guidelines, before he wanted everything open before Easter. That was the kind of the plan that he had put into motion. But that wasn't going to work, obviously, because things just keep spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
So now they're extending social distancing guidelines, which means stay 6 feet away from people, non-essential businesses stay closed until April 30th. However, it could be until June 1st.
I had a few emails from different companies also that had closed, and they were planning on opening back up this weekend saying, well...
Just kidding.
I don't know now. Yeah. And so, for example, like the gym that we go to with the kids and they have daycare through there, the ballet classes that the kids go to, that's all now. They're just like, well.
You can do ballet on Facebook Live.
That's what they're like. Go to our YouTube channel and you can watch some of that. I'm like, that's fine, but don't charge me.
Yeah, I feel like in this sort of thing, like you could probably charge a fraction of what you charge just to kind of keep the lights on.
That's what our dance studio did.
Are they charging a fraction?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like I think they took like 60% off or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see that's great.
Uh-huh.
And if they can teleconference and the kids still get there, cuz I feel like that's the most important thing is just making sure the kids are still getting their exercise, right?
That's
now.
The biggest
fear.
It's
so hard to get. Obviously there's nowhere to take them outside.
Yeah.
So I actually really like that they're doing that. I think that's a really good idea.
Any fitness YouTube channels right now that for kids? Every day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, for adults, too. Dogs.
That's true.
Dog yoga. Absolutely. I'm investigating all of it.
Yeah. You know what's a good workout is TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Trying to complete a dance challenge.
Dude, it's so hard.
Yeah. And then you end up doing, you're like, it wasn't even worth it.
Yeah.
I worked so hard on this stupid TikTok dance, and all I ended up doing was looking stupid and out of breath. So red, puffy, not about it.
Mm-mm.
So, and finally, Kourtney Kardashian might be leaving the Kardashians. So here's what happened. The last week episode, Kourtney and Kim got into a huge fight. And when I say a huge fight, I mean a physical altercation.
What? No way.
Kim
Over
got
what?
Up and just started slapping her. And then Kylie, I think, was there and Khloe was there and they separated them. And then they just started fighting again. Like Kim chased Kourtney down the hall and started hitting her again. So Kourtney said, a fan said, Kourtney needs to just quit the show. I'm over her not wanting to film because that's like a thing that she's just kind of over it. Which after 15 years or whatever, how could you not be? And they were like, just get out of here. And she responded to them saying, I did. Bye. So now E News has not confirmed, nor has Kris Jenner, who is the only source of Kardashian news that I choose to believe.
Yep.
Kris Jenner and E News have not confirmed that this is the case. However, it is looking like she's pretty upset about the fight and she's telling her fans that she's not going to be on the show anymore. So I guess we'll see how that all works
Interesting.
Out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you walk away from that paycheck, though?
Listen,
we're making Kardashian money. Hypothetical. The three of us do this show are making Kardashian money. You and I get into a physical fight.
Uh-huh.
You sticking around?
Yeah.
Of course.
I've heard that always like with famous shows. I'm talking big shows. Not like our thing, but like famous TV shows or even radio shows. And they hate each other and they split up. But they're making millions a year.
So much money.
I'm like, you can't go in and do a 2 or a 4 hour show.
Right.
And just
that's the thing.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask production to schedule your time away from theirs whenever
just
possible.
Make your money, man.
I don't know, though,
would you
dude.
Walk?
Think about a coworker that you absolutely hate.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And then
go on.
And then you're stuck in a room or in a situation with them for 4 hours and you have to pretend that you like them and that you enjoy being with them.
I had to do that for 8 hours a day pretending that I liked them and could get along with them.
I know.
And it was torture. But I did it because I wanted the peanuts that this place pays me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you know, you do what you got to do, I feel.
No, I will say for Courtney, though, she's made her money.
She's
she doesn't
fine.
Need to make any more. She well, never really did the branding as the other ones.
Also, think about the inheritance she's going to get from her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really doesn't need, you know.
No, she'll be okay.
She's
don't
gonna
worry
be
about
fine.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would still have a hard time walking away from that much money.
The only one I'm worried about is Rob Kardashian. Outside of that.
Has anyone checked on Rob
Someone
Kardashian?
Someone call him up right
call
now.
Up. That's your Showbiz V.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Hey, we love doing this on Mondays, telling you all the crazy stories that happen over the weekend, and we call it
Hey Dummy!
For example, me.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Dummy.
Well,
this
isn't a first.
I decided to have Jen and I watch Contagion together.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Would you mind telling us what the premise of Contagion is, Jonathan?
Contagion is the story of a virus that comes from Hong Kong
uh-huh.
that an American brings over on a business trip, and slowly it begins to spread all across the United States and the world into a global pandemic.
Mm. Okay.
And so the government starts asking everyone to practice social distancing and
no.
isolation. And how society handles said isolation.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that they handled it pretty poorly.
They did indeed. Now, the virus is it's COVID-19 on steroids in this movie.
Yeah.
But the similarities between this film made in 2011 and what we're going through right now will haunt you for days.
Is it eerie?
Yes.
Why would you watch that?
I don't know. And then we started and we couldn't turn it off
because
it felt so real to what we're.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it actually when it came out and rolling my eyes, being like, this is real. Okay,
so
Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Another virus movie.
And now it's like, oh my gosh, they were right about everything.
You done messed up, Aaron.
I know.
I'll say, I have got a great recommendation, honestly.
Hmm.
Go watch The Last Man on Earth. It's a TV show starring Will Forte, 4 seasons, easy watch, really fun. But it's similar. It's the aftermath of a virus ransacking the earth. But I think it's a lot more charming than Contagion.
I would definitely recommend that one over Contagion. I would, because this thing has messed with me since I watched it Saturday morning.
How did your wife feel about this?
She was very upset that I suggested this when she wanted to watch the finale of Love is Blind.
Ah.
And I was like, no, we'll watch Contagion instead.
Mm.
I want to know how far you got on your bunker that you decided to build after watching that movie.
Anyway, I'm shocked I'm here today.
Yeah.
So for me, for forcing my family to watch Contagion, I'm going to say,
Hey, Dummy!
Well, I got a guy who was having a tough time in quarantine. Apparently, 20-year-old Joseph Baker, 20.
20.
Oh, so young. And
I remember 20.
Just young and dumb.
So silly.
This Joseph Baker is from Bloomington, Indiana. He was busted for drunk driving on Wednesday night.
Sure.
So, you know, drunk driving, that's not cool.
No.
No.
Problem is, though, that on Wednesday they'd also enacted the stay-at-home order. It went into effect.
Oh, no.
You have to stay at home. So
yeah.
He got pulled over, and the cop's like, dude, why are you out driving? And he's like, I don't know.
Just trying
and
to live.
Like, you doing it something essential, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Food delivery, what you got going on? He's like, I'm just drunk. That's it.
Oh, no.
And then, as if that wasn't enough, he decided that he was going to start coughing on the cop.
No, don't.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good look.
To try to just get out of it. Like, oh, I don't feel good. And the cop was like, you know what? Not funny.
Yeah.
So not only was he charged with drunk driving, he was also charged with violating the order. And it was not assault of an officer, but also, you know, something of an officer.
I think that technically is assault, though.
Is it?
Like spitting on an officer? Or
he coughing? He wasn't spitting.
I feel like you're spitting when you're coughing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, Joseph, for not being able to just sit at home, we got to say,
Hey, dummy!
All right. This might be one of the only times I ever call a 7-year-old a dummy, but... The 7-year-old is being a dummy.
Okay.
From Stirling, Scotland. So it's fine. He's all the way across the pond. I can say whatever
Scotland.
I want about him. Alfie Bell has health issues, which make him a prime candidate to catch coronavirus. So the doctor was like, hey, you and your mom, You got to spend the next 90 days in your house. I mean it. No going outside to play. You're not hanging out with your friends. You're not going to the park. You're not doing anything. You're going to stay home because your compromised immune system makes you a prime candidate to catch this, and you're going to get extra sick. It's not like everyone else who could get it and then possibly recover. Like, you won't recover from this kind of thing. Like, really put the fear of God into this mom. So she has been very strict, and she has not been letting Alfie out of her sight. And she will not let him go out and play and go to the park. You know, solid momming.
What you gotta
Pretty
do.
Pretty good mom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Alfie didn't feel like that was the polite thing to do, so he called the cops on his mother.
What?
He wanted to go outside to play, and she told him that he absolutely couldn't, so he called the police.
He is seven. No.
So when Alfie's mother asked him, so the police talk to the mom, they sort things out, she calms them down, they're like, all right, whatever, we've got better things to deal with. She asked him, why? Why did you call the police? He says, so you could go to jail, because you're not letting me out to play.
Oh,
he
my
legit
gosh.
Wanted to send his mom to jail. So...
Oh, by all means, please, go out and get Corona.
And I know, right. I know that it's hard for a seven-year-old to understand all this.
It is.
But at the same time, if they're smart enough to know how to call the police and report their mother, then they're probably smart enough to understand don't go outside. Yeah. So for that, I'm going to give this seven-year-old a big ol'
Hey, Dummy!
Last week, I gave Jackson a hard time for owning a mini zoo at his house from all the animals he had.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize for not doubling down on that.
Wow.
And really just acknowledging the fact.
Apologize your bad attitude. Apologize.
What happened this weekend, Jackson?
I don't want to talk about it now. I was very excited to come in and tell you guys about it. And then John comes in and ruins it. My crawfish had babies.
Congratulations.
That's great. So you had 50 animals before the babies were born. Uh-huh. Now how many animals do you have?
I'm going to be honest with you. It is hard to count that many baby crawfish. They're tiny. They're so itty. If you look at the four photos from the weekend on Instagram, Mix105 on Utah on Instagram, you'll see how little they are. They look like little sea monkeys. They're teeny, teeny, tiny. Uh-huh. I tried to count them. I think it's around 100 babies.
Wait. So you went from 50 animals to 150 animals?
Mm-hmm.
And he is thinking about maybe fostering some animals as well right now. I just want to bring that up. So
why does it concern you? You don't live at my house.
I'm very worried about what's happening.
You don't live at my house.
I'm very worried.
You know what? But he's going to be doing some killer interviews on that hoarding show when they come to the internet. They're going to
be like,
here's his coworker, John. And John's going to be like, I told him the whole time.
All I'm saying is when you guys are out in the apocalypse eating roadkill just to get by, I'm going to be having some blue crawfish boils. And they're going to be delicious. All right? I'm going to have fresh vegetables from my garden and as many crawfish as I can eat. What are you going to have?
So you just bought these crawfish.
And so cute.
You didn't know they were obviously pregnant.
I had no idea. Male. I'm assuming we have a male and female.
Must be, right?
Or she was pregnant when we got her, but I don't think so.
And so you just came over to the fish tank and all of a sudden there was all these flecks everywhere?
She's been hiding. She's been hiding for 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen her a whole lot. And then I got downstairs and I'm like, she's weird that she's out. And then I looked and she's got all this gunk all over her legs. Come to find out, baby crawfish hold on to the little legs, and that's how they get around. Their mom walks them around. But you can't let them stay too long with their mom because she'll eat them.
Oh. So it's only adorable for a second.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's very cute at first, and then it turns horrifying.
She's hungry.
But I got them a little nursery, and they can just stay in the fish tank.
A nursery. He has a crawfish nursery.
They're so cute.
This is where it starts, Monroe. This is where it starts.
You don't live in my house! This is none of your business!
You got to go see the photos. Go to our Instagram at 4 photos from the weekend. Mix1051 Utah. All right, Monroe. I got a bucket full of sunshine. Share with us some good news. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
I love this. I love this story so much, and it's local. So, toilet paper is sparse. Did you see the toilet paper that I was way behind on the toilet paper craze, you know?
Yeah.
We had a Costco packet or whatever, and I thought, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Turns out the Costco packet was only half.
Oh,
full,
it wasn't full. Yeah, okay.
Running low, okay? So I go to the grocery store, and they've got toilet paper. Again, they have two people guarding it like it's gold, and they're like, only one per person. And so they hand me this thing, and it fits in my palm, and it's a 4-pack of toilet paper.
I thought,
well, yeah.
Yeah, with your hands.
Most things fit in your
right,
palm.
Exactly.
You could fit an elephant in your palm.
My hands are small.
Okay. Allegedly.
So I would thought maybe that was something you bought on like Amazon and it came from perhaps a different country.
No.
And then showed up here.
That's all my local Smiths had.
Really? I went to three places, couldn't find toilet paper
this
weekend.
It's gone
again.
We're still
really?
Hoarding.
I went to Costco. I went to Harmon's and then I went to a Smith's and none of them had toilet
That's
paper.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So if you know where some is, tell me.
I know. Also, my kids are going to use one roll every time they flush with those things.
It's yeah. Just, they're not big enough.
Yeah.
I'm with
I don't know. They're tiny little hands. Anyway, the Charmin Bear, this is local, like I said, is delivering toilet paper rolls to people in need in West Jordan. Izzy Gonzalez previously wore the costume before donning it again and dropping off toilet paper rolls at her neighbor's house.
So
Izzy's
cute.
Immune system is compromised due to a rare disorder. So wearing the costume actually protects her from the coronavirus. I actually read this and I was like, maybe Jackson inspired.
Maybe so.
Perhaps.
You've been wearing the Pikachu costume as your hazmat suit.
Don't call it a Pikachu costume. It is obviously a hazmat suit.
It is not a hazmat suit.
You gotta start, you gotta
not
start
official by anyone.
Treating it appropriately. Thank you.
We need like the TP patrol. Like whenever there's like toilet paper somewhere in stock, like text us in.
Oh,
because
it's...
We were talking about how we were out everywhere.
How are all these other people finding out?
I got a text saying that if you go to customer service at most places, they have toilet paper up there. I finally found this out this weekend. I couldn't believe it.
Huh.
So there you go.
I'll tell you, I belong to a group on Facebook. It's so sloppy. It's such a mess, but it's really fun. Called You Know You're From Ogden If.
Yes, that's like your favorite
it's
group.
It's my favorite group.
I know.
It's hilarious. Everyone is constantly fighting. It is such Ogden trash, and I live for it. And your is spelled incorrectly, and no, we will not fix it because it's Ogden. But all weekend long, all anyone posted in there, they took photos of shelves like, hey, this place has toilet paper. Hey, this place has toilet paper, which was very nice.
Three
very
stores.
Handy.
None this weekend.
There
I thought
was a ton
done.
In Ogden.
Winco has TP also was the text we got. So thank you for those.
Jackson,
let's get to the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it, buddy. All right, Ed Sheeran. He has a favorite restaurant. It's called the Dancing Goat Cafe.
Now, love that.
Is that such a great name?
Uh-huh.
Have you guys ever been to the Laughing Goat or the Screaming Goat up in Ogden?
No, you've been there.
Oh.
I don't drive that far.
That's fair. Well, their walls have just nothing but canvas prints of goats screaming. And it is so good. It's so, so funny. But the Dancing Goat Cafe apparently is owned by some of Ed Sheeran's like old family friends. And so he like kind of grew up going there and he likes it because when he walks into the cafe, everyone just treats him like a normal customer.
That's cool.
He walks up, he orders his eggs or whatever, and like no one acknowledges that it's a famous guy. They just let him be. Well, they decided to memorialize him at the Dancing Goat Cafe by giving him kind of like a shrine or a display. It's a glass case, and inside is just a bottle of Heinz ketchup. And it says on there, since you know all those ones are like, in case of emergency, break glass. This one just says, in case of Ed Sheeran.
That's hilarious.
Oh,
I love
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
That's so fun.
So I have to ask you guys, if you were to get a shrine at your local like fast food place.
Okay.
Or restaurant, like your favorite place. What would they put in the shrine for you?
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah,
oh,
that's easy
yeah,
for you.
That
yeah.
is true.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you put it, though? Because you get Diet Pepsi from everywhere. Do you want one in, like, every Maverick location or something?
Yeah, because now I'm starting to keep a 12-pack in my car, just in case.
Her shrine is actually in her back seat. Do you remember that day that we got into her car?
You mean when all the cans fell out?
And all the cans spilled out like she was a drunk in a cartoon?
Yes. It was almost like, did you set this up? But no, that was just Monroe's life.
That's how she lives day to day.
The only garbage can you ever pull up to is the one at the gas station, and it's not recycling.
Yeah. So just leave all those cans.
I have to set them there and let's make Tom empty them.
John, what's your shrine?
It'd be just an envelope with a dad joke inside.
Oh, that's it has to be a food.
No. That's what I live off of.
No, just if it was a food, it would just be...
Caviar.
No.
You're ruining the topic. You're ruining it.
It would be something so plain. Just like a piece of kale or something.
I thought this would be a fun thought experiment to throw at you guys.
Hey,
you might think about
game.
It. No, Monroe did it right.
Some dry wheat bread.
Yeah,
no butter.
All right, we're done. We're done.
Cauliflower nachos.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm gonna knock it. cauliflower is not nachos. It's not pizza.
So good.
It's not nachos. Make nachos nachos again. Everyone's been asking about 98-year-old Betty White on account of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Obviously very dangerous for the elderly. And they're like, well, where's Betty White? We got to make sure she's America's sweetheart.
She
we
got
to make sure that she's protected. She is doing, I mean, she's pretty much on full lockdown. And she's fine. She's in a mansion. But she's been on lockdown now for weeks, and she only keeps a very small group of people that like run out and do her shopping. But they're all, they're basically the Betty White Emergency Response Task Force.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they are taking every precaution to make sure that they're not sick, that they get as little contact as possible. They literally just grab the groceries, put them away, and then bounce, and then like sanitize everything.
Appreciate that.
So I'm glad that somebody is checking in on Betty White, and I would like to remind all of you to go home and check on your grandma or something.
Yeah.
All right, check
call her this weekend.
Yeah, if you got grandparents or if there's like an elderly neighbor or something in your area, just call and make sure that they're okay. Make sure they don't need anything because they really shouldn't be going out to the store.
No, go for them.
Yeah, and like once a week when you're doing mm-hmm. your regular shopping, just see like, hey, can I pick you up some tuna fish yeah. or something? Just something real simple that we can all do to kind of help through this. And finally, Disney is officially closing their parks indefinitely because of coronavirus. We talked a little bit of it last hour. So basically the reason is they were going to just stay closed through April. That was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're like, well, we don't actually know when we're going to open back up, which is pretty unprecedented for Disney because they've closed how many times before this?
Twice, I think.
Yeah, because it was like three times.
Yeah.
One was 9/11.
9/11, they closed that day.
They closed that day.
The day and JFK was shot. I think uh-huh. those are
the two.
Two, and this is number three.
Yeah, and so like yeah, it's getting pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming on the heels of the president making his announcement yesterday that the social distancing measures are going to stay in place through April 30th, much longer than originally anticipated. Originally, we were trying to get everything going and moot and shaken.
You were too late. You were too late to the party.
Listen, yeah. We are going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. He's in charge of the coronavirus task force
yeah.
for Utah at 8 o'clock, and hopefully he'll be able to kind of fill us in on
yeah,
some
and, of this. And see kind of what we are actually supposed to be doing, because there's so much confusion.
Oh, my gosh.
And really, at the end of the day, I feel so much of it is just marketing. Okay. Like, what is the difference between shelter in place and stay home, stay safe? Like, what really, at the bare bones of it,
yeah.
what is the difference? Is it just the name? Like, I've been very curious. So I'm excited to talk to the mm-hmm. Lieutenant Governor. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. But for now, that's your Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Jackson. Another text from the TP Patrol.
Oh, good.
There is Charmin at the West Valley Walmart on 6200 South and 560 West. Not a lot, though.
That's a good Walmart.
Yeah, see, that's what you need. Not only do you need to mention that they have toilet paper, but you got to tell me how much they have.
If it's
worth
it.
Know if I've got time to get out there and get some.
Yeah, so let's do this. Let's lean on each other.
Okay.
Just like how Jackson has his Ogden Facebook page to lean on.
Also,
I love it.
I'm looking for dry yeast and peroxide.
To make elephant toothpaste?
Yeah.
I know, because someone didn't tell me I would need dry yeast, so I talked up elephant
toothpaste. Did you know there's a yeast shortage?
This is why. Can I tell you, when this all started going down, I had one pack of dry yeast in my closet, and I was like, I know where this is going. Everyone's going to start making their own bread and stuff. So I started a yeast culture in my fridge, and now I can make as much bread as I want.
Hey, I need some active dry yeast.
No, you don't.
I want elephant toothpaste. It's for the kids. Science. Homeschool.
Coming up, we're going to let you choose the news. Pick the story that you want to hear. Good morning. It's Monday. John, Monroe, and Jackson and Mix 1051. I've been saying, if you know where there's toilet paper, let's just start telling people.
Right.
Right. I got another text saying they had toilet paper at the Sandy Costco by the pallets yesterday at 3 p.m. I was there Saturday.
Yeah.
They had none. So that has changed. I will tell you, though, I waited in that line mm-hmm. for Costco, and they have it marked out to where you know exactly where to
right.
stand. And it didn't take that long to get inside. It's one of my most enjoyable experiences in Costco.
Dude.
Because they're not letting as many people in.
Oh, so yes.
So it's like so open and they're cleaning everything and it's like, it's so good.
Can
Does
I tell
it
you?
Smell like cleaner?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I had the same experience at Trader Joe's.
Did you?
Because they're only letting people in, you know, two or three at a
right.
time.
Same as Costco.
So yeah. you have to wait in line. But once you get in there, because you know how tiny Trader Joe's aisles are.
The
you
worst.
can't shop around it.
Dude, also, which way do you go down and which way do you go up? Because some people try to go down The up?
You drive on the right side of the road.
Thank you. Thank you.
You drive on the right side of the road.
This is really hard for some people.
It's people. So good, right? I know.
I'm definitely allergic to people and their attitudes.
All right, let's get back to Choose the News, asking you to pick the story that you want to hear. Jackson, your story is?
Listen, if you're going to spend your stimulus check on a baby tiger, please, please don't name it this.
Monroe?
I have four possible timelines for life returning to normal.
And I've got, you've done what on your couch? So you could call us. You could text us.
Gross.
Also, if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget we're live on YouTube every day right now, trying to just make it that much easier to listen to our show. You want to start with the votes over there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got two votes over here. One is for Monroe. The other for Monroe.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
Woohoo!
So, everyone on YouTube wants Monroe.
It says, I need life to get back to normal. Monroe has my vote today. How about my Corona? That's what was text.
Yeah.
AKA a Monroe for me today. Please give me some good timelines.
Here's the thing. You're all assuming these are good timelines.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's like, oh, life's never going to return to normal, or life will return to normal in 2050?
With 93% of the votes, the winner today is Monroe!
Yeah. Get it, girl.
Woo-woo! Here's the thing. None of this is good.
Oh, I called it. I told you. She snuck in there
with
her fake good news.
Okay.
Wait, so this is not like a positive, so I should be like.
No, don't play that song. Okay, no, don't play that song. Okay.
Get out of there.
Sorry.
Okay. So everybody wants to know when life will go back to normal. The answer is pretty vague. When around 60 to 80% of the population is resistant to coronavirus, either from a vaccine or because they got it, recovered. You know, or developed a temporary immunity. So, more specifically, The Atlantic interviewed several epidemiologists.
Yep.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Epidemiologist, yeah.
Okay. Who gave four possible timelines. So here's the rundown.
Okay.
Timeline one, 1 to 2 months from now. The experts think that this is highly unlikely.
Okay.
But if somehow coronavirus turns out to not be as serious as it seems to be, we could start getting back to normal in a few months. No, timeline
so
number two.
A few months is the best case scenario.
Yeah, that's 1 to 2 months.
According to these scientists.
1 to 2 months is the best case scenario.
Okay,
I love
that. Timeline number two, 3 to 4 months. This scenario could happen if we learn that lots of people have gotten the virus, worked through it with minor symptoms, and developed, like, immunity.
The more people who can kind of get immunity on their own for this, it'll
yeah,
help
but they
us.
Can still carry it, though. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Then we can isolate clusters or ask at-risk people as others get back to normal.
That's 4 months. That's June?
That's three
right?
to 4 months, yes.
Yeah, and that still quarantines people with weak immune systems. That's only
yeah.
That's only so that, like, secondary, I don't know what you would call non-essential workers, but
also,
like secondary workers, yeah. retail
also,
workers.
Also, this scenario will require the U.S. getting up to speed on testing and possibly scientists quickly developing a treatment.
Okay, so that's okay, scenario
that's,
two. Are
that's
these
three to
worse?
4 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
It's only
number
downhill
three,
from here, bud.
Number three, 4 to 12 months. This scenario is entirely dependent on whether the warm weather in the summer will slow down the coronavirus.
Because we don't know yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, if everything's just stat quo and just the weather warms up,
mm-hmm.
they're thinking, like, 4 to 12 months. And then the final one, 12 to 18 months or longer, it would be, quote, world record lightning speed if a vaccine is ready before next spring. And once it's ready, it needs to be produced and administered to 350 million people.
The way they do it in Contagion is they do a drawing and they do different birthdays for different days to go and get the vaccine.
Oh.
That's how that works.
See,
that's sad.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I would develop an airborne vaccine, and then I would just drop a vaccine bomb on everybody.
So they talk in the movie about whether or not they can put it in the water, like how we do fluoride.
Boom.
And just have it, but they're like, it's impossible to do that way.
No.
Contagion.
In Contagion.
It'll haunt your
it's
dreams.
It's been 10 years since then,
Hold on. I just want to specify right now that this is only based on opinion,
yes.
okay, of several epidemiologists
yes.
several
in the Atlantic interview.
Studied
so,
this
you know,
for their whole lives.
None of this is set in stone,
we don't
but
know.
Right.
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you for that. I'm just going to go home and cry in my bed for the next few hours.
What have you been doing?
Stay home.
What, is this new to you? Are you just barely starting to cry in your bed? The rest of us have been there for weeks.
Oh,
get
really?
On board.
It's yeah. already soaked in tears is what you're telling
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
We're watching the phones waiting for Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox to call in. We're going to be just asking him your questions. If you have any, you could text us at 844 844- 646-649-1051. He is running the Utah Coronavirus Task Force. So we're really hoping just that he'll give us some clarification on things that happened over the weekend. Also, there's so much misinformation out there. And man, you get on Twitter and you can read three different tweets, all that say the exact opposite thing. So
I will say, though, that if you're having a hard time figuring out what is the truth and what's not, I would trust the doctors right now, not Bubba that you went to high school with. And I, you know what? Let's stop there and just say you should always trust the doctors and scientists over what Bubba is saying.
We do have a website that Utah has put together, and it is called... Hold on, I want to make sure I get it right for you. I lost my page. Coronavirus.utah.gov. So that's one of the best places to go that I've been going to when I talk about it here on the show. So yesterday I got my screen time report. And I was shocked by it considering that we all are living in quarantine right now.
Yeah.
And so I just thought we'd go around the room, and producer Danny's in here as well.
Hello.
And let's compare our daily average screen time.
Okay.
Now that we've all been stuck in our house, and let's see.
Well, mine's going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
I don't have an average, but I can kind of look around.
Okay. Tell me what you have on yours, because you decided to go against what everyone else in the world has.
Got an
obviously
Android.
Not everyone.
Got some of an us Android.
They're still making galaxies, so clearly I'm not the only one with them.
What's your phone telling you?
So it just tells me what I've done over the last 7 days.
Okay.
For example, yesterday I spent 4 hours-ish, 3 hours and 53 minutes on my screen.
Okay.
Which is actually down. Here's the crazy part. So a long time ago, I actually had to go back and find it on Instagram.
Yes.
It was 2 years ago.
Was it when I asked you that question?
Yeah. John asked us to pull our screen use reports 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were
shocked and horrified to see that I spent 7 hours and 59 minutes.
Yeah.
Not 8 hours. 7 hours and 59 minutes on my phone. I know. I know. But clearly it's cut in half. So... I think it's because with this, with all this nonsense, like, I'm not on my phone anymore. I have a TV on. I'm doing chores, like, because I can't go anywhere. So I'm actually getting around to all those home projects that I had.
So you're not
on
your phone like you were at one point in time.
And I'm converting my house into a survival bunker. So
he really is at that point. Producer Danny, what does your phone say?
Well, my average per day, which I'm shocked by, is 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Are you shocked that it's so much or not? That high.
Not
where
that
do you
high.
See that? You think it should be more.
Yeah. Okay. But also, like, the weekly total, I've spent like 24 hours on my phone.
You spent 24 hours on
whole
your
day.
Phone. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You did it.
This is rough.
Man.
This is like therapy.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, no one wants to know that kind of thing. Monroe.
Dude, I am down 44% from last week.
Congratulations.
So last week, I felt like I just really, I've just gave up, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just went all in.
Yeah.
I just sat there and played Merge Dragons. Also, they had an event. When they have events, you have to, like, finish.
Monroe checks out on everyone,
oh,
including
yeah.
the show.
And the children.
When there's an event, yes.
But mine is 4 hours and 24 minutes is my daily average.
And that's down.
That's down. Yeah,
okay.
That's down 44% from last week. That's a lot.
My daily average?
What you got, bud?
1 hour and 42 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's crazy, because I'll say no one responds to a text message or an email faster than John Watkins.
It's because I hear it. I pick it up.
Deal
I respond
with it.
To it
he
and
types
I put
with
it down.
Three fingers.
I type with my three fingers, yeah, which is down 55% from last week. So I was a little higher at one point in time.
Down.
Yeah,
interesting.
Look at us looking away, looking up from the screen.
Boo, don't be that guy. I hate that guy.
I've been talking all morning how I feel like every time I turn on the news, open up social media, I have misinformation that's happening right now about COVID-19, and we needed someone to clear it up. And who better than the person leading the task force for Utah on coronavirus, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, who's on the phone right now.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, John and Jackson. Thanks for taking time this morning.
Will you kind of just update us as of this morning? So it's Monday morning. It's 8 o'clock. Where are we? Because Friday night we had the governor, he gave a speech, and then different counties came out with different information, and numbers keep changing. And I got to be honest, I'm more confused now than I've ever been.
Right.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is really simple, and it is regardless of where you live, we just need you to stay home as much as possible. And that's the plea to Utahns right now. Anything we can do to make sure that we don't give this virus a chance to keep moving is going to be critical. Some good news is that we have rapidly expanded testing over the past week. Before last week, the most we could test in a day was about 500. The last days of, you know, Saturday and Sunday, we were testing about 2,500. And that means anyone with symptoms should be able to get tested. And what's good about that is, even though we've seen the numbers go up, and you saw the last 2 days, we reported about 115 to 120 new cases. That is really a result of expanded testing. The problem with the numbers before, even though they were low, was we knew it was more widespread than that. And we weren't picking it up because we didn't have enough tests. The best news of all is that our infection rate per test has stayed steady at about 5%, which is one of the lowest rates in the country. And that's because of the social distancing that's happening across the state. And we desperately need that over these next 2 weeks, which is why the governor came out, Salt Lake County and Salt Lake City came out. And we're just telling people, look, if you can work from home, work from home. If you have to go to work, make sure that you do everything possible to keep distance between you and the next person. And let's slow this down to give our hospitals a chance to stay ahead of this and flatten the curve.
Okay, so this weekend we heard that the measure that the state is taking, the initiative anyway, is called Stay Home, Stay Safe. And I think there's a lot of confusion about what that means. How is Stay Home, Stay Safe different from Shelter in Place, which is a term that we've kind of heard a little bit more? Is it just like marketing? Is it just easier to hear? Or is there an actual difference?
Yeah, there's definitely some nuances in there, but at the end of the day, it's all really the same. I mean, even if you go to these states that have the heavy shelter in places happening, there's very little enforcement. We're not going to send the police out to everybody's home to do these types of things. And so there is an enforcement order in Salt Lake County and Salt Lake City around what the governor said, but it's all the same. And what it says is, look, there are certain things that we can't do, and that's by order. And unfortunately, dine-in is one of those things that we can't do. But really, it's all about all of us doing our part to slow this down, whether we call it shelter in place or we call it stay at home. It's all kind of the same stuff. It's kind of the heavy hand versus the, hey, guys, we need you to do this right now. And we're seeing, the good news is that there are some data points that are being measured as far as change in behavior. And Utah's change in behavior is every bit as high of those that have the more formal term as a shelter in place. And so it's actually working. And that's the best news of all. And we desperately need people to continue and take this very seriously.
We are talking to Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. He is running the Utah Task Force for Coronavirus or COVID-19. I got to know, how scared am I supposed to be with all of this?
Sometimes
I wake up and I'm like, freaking out, and other times I'm like, I gotta just relax and not buy into everything.
Keep calm and carry on.
Yeah, like where emotionally am I supposed to be at right now?
So that's maybe the best question I've been asked through all of this. And what I would say is what's unique about this is we actually do have power in our own lives to prevent this from spreading and to prevent ourselves from getting it. And I think that should give everybody a level of comfort. I think we should also be comforted in knowing that we have incredible health care here in the United States, and especially here in the state of Utah. We're routinely recognized as the best state for health care in the country. And so if you do get this illness, or you do get very sick, we have incredible doctors and nurses that are going to take care of us. But that's only true if we don't get overwhelmed. And so what I would tell people is, if you're taking it seriously, then you have less reason to be scared. And that's important. It's the people who think that this isn't a big deal, or it's just like the flu, or we're all overreacting to this. Those are the people that should be more nervous. And so if you're doing your part, then really we have every reason to be optimistic right now. I don't want to be Pollyannish. It's going to be hard, and we know those numbers are going to get worse. But we also know that there are people out there working on a vaccine. We know that's unfortunately the way vaccines work. It's at least a year away. But there are other medications that are being tested right now that we're hoping will prevent the severity of this. And we have examples in the history history of our country where things have been really bad, and we always come through, and we always come through together. And so that's my message is take it very seriously. But don't panic. Just do what you can, do your part, and we're gonna get on the other side of this quickly.
We are talking to Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. One of the text messages we've had, because we've been telling people that you were going to be on this morning, wants to know, is there a chance that like mosquitoes could end up passing this virus around and all of a sudden it would spread in a new way?
So we don't have any evidence of that happening in other countries that are further along than us. And what we do know about this is it's mostly transmitted through droplets, right? And so that's where it can be transmitted asymptomatically for people that don't have symptoms, but usually it's transmitted through droplets that come from coughing, sneezing once you've had symptoms. And so that's the good news for all of us is that we really do understand more about the virus now than we did 2 months ago and the way that it's transmitted. Now, we do know that coronaviruses have historically, they do have the ability to kind of change and mutate a little bit. And so we have to be super careful with that. But we're seeing evidence in other countries of people getting ahead of this. And the South Korea model is really the model that we're following right here in the state of Utah. And this is because a lot of people think, well, how is this going to end? We can't social distance forever.
Right.
And the way it ends is that we ramp up testing and rapid testing, which the first rapid test was just approved a couple days ago. Those will start to be manufactured where you can get a result in 15 minutes. And then once we've flattened the curve over the next several weeks, then we get a chance to test more people. The best of all worlds is if we could test everybody every few days, but finding out who has the virus, who has been in contact with that person, and then isolating them specifically so everybody doesn't have to do it. That's what they did so successfully in South Korea. They've been able to go back to school. Their economy is starting to open up, and that's our goal here in the state of Utah. That's what we're ramping up, testing and tracing over the next couple weeks.
I feel better.
That made me feel better. That gave me some comfort. There's a game plan, and I like it.
He is running the task force for coronavirus, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. Again, the website to go to, coronavirus.utah.gov, is a great place to go and get actual information that they're putting out each day. I know there's a press briefing that happens each day as well. Let me just ask and kind of end on this. Spencer, is there something that keeps you up at night about this whole thing, or scares you, or in those moments of fear yourself, like, what is it?
We talk a lot about the fear of the virus and what that means. The things that keeps me up at night are the waitress that lost her job, or the dad who's worried about making the rent payment.
Yeah.
Those are the things that really keep me up at night. And we had this big stimulus package that was passed by the federal government. We know that there is some financial aid that is coming that will help Utahns. We've got to get it here quickly, and we're working through ways to speed that up. But I think, you know, that's real, and it's just as real as the people that are sick. I'm glad we live in Utah. I'd rather live here than anywhere else. We lead the nation every year in volunteerism. We lead the nation in charitable giving. We really do care about each other, and we need that more than ever before right now. And I'm betting on us. I believe in us.
I really appreciate you spending time. I know you have a busy day and you have bigger names that you have to be on the phone with. So thank you for taking some time and just kind of giving us the right information.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
All right. Appreciate it. There you go. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox spending some time with us this morning, which was so cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you feel better?
He first started talking and I was like, I'm nervous. But then, you know what? It sounds like they've got a plan in place.
Yeah.
And if we all just buckle down, if we all just stay home, we can get ahead of it.
Yeah, completely. Monroe, your neighborhood did something kind of cool this weekend.
Yeah.
And was this one neighbor? Or did everyone kind of join together? How did this work?
I think everyone kind of came together. I think it started out as a church thing, but I think I think most of the neighbors were just like, listen, we're all in this together.
Right.
And so I just got a text message saying, hey, at 8:30 tonight, we're all going to light candles on our porch, you know, just to kind of show that we're all here for each other.
Yeah.
Because we can't talk.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, okay. But I went out and I looked like at 8:30, and I went out with the family. And we started lighting our candles and seeing like all the other neighbors coming out and lighting their candles at the same time. Like,
but it was beautiful.
That's cool.
I got a little bit emotional. Cool. And of course, then we sat there and we waved, you know, across the street, like, you know, hey guys, we're all in this together. Yeah. And then, you know, even after, like, at, you know, 10 o'clock, you just look out and you just see every single porch that's lit up with a candle. And it's kind of like, okay, I needed that, you know, because it feels, this weekend I just started feeling really isolated and totally alone.
Yeah.
And just to see all those people, it was really comforting.
I got an Instagram message from a listener who was practicing 105 Days of Love and said that I'm single, but there are children on the block. So I went to Target and I bought a bunch of coloring books and crayons and delivered them on the doorstep to all of those families this weekend.
That's really cool.
That's a cool thing to
do.
That's
really cute.
If you're looking for something, I know, like me at least, I'm trying to see how I can help. I'm always trying to figure out, like, what can I do right now? And the one thing is always looking out for anyone who's elderly in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's an easy one. But I thought that coloring book thing was such a great idea.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Because let me tell you, trying to keep these kids busy. especially when you hit Friday, and that was at home for school, and now you're like, here's the weekend. We're doing more of the same. Yay!
Listen, when you grow up in the country, I'm here to inform you that kids are not allowed to be bored. If you say the words, I'm bored, you get put to work immediately.
Ah, yes. Oh,
you're going to go pull weeds. Uh-huh. You're going to go do something. You're going to go dig a ditch for no reason. We don't need a ditch. You're just going to go dig one because you're bored. All right?
So maybe you start ruling
with an iron fist around there.
The rain doesn't help things today. Can't even send them outside.
Yes, you can. They're fine.
So two ideas for you for 105 Days of Love. One is the delivery of some crayons, or get your neighborhood together. Do the candles.
Yeah, just like, I can't even tell you how enlightening it was.
Yeah, just lifted you up in the right way.
Yeah, it did.
Enlightening.
Boo.
She used it.
That was a good one.
No.
That was mine.
She used it. It was hers.
Boo. Monroe was telling the story about her neighborhood and how they all lit up candles on the street on Saturday night, and I thought that was really cool. And I got a text saying, someone left a note saying your house has just been toilet papered and egged. And dropped off a roll of TP and a carton of eggs.
Cute.
Oh, I love that.
That's a fun idea as well. Hey, we're doing something new. The kids are stuck at home, and we're doing our best to try to teach them. Of course, we're going into more of the online schooling as of this week. At least I know our school district is. I believe
Tuesday.
It's all of Utah.
Yeah.
Tuesday, yeah. And we thought since there's kids are home, we also have Jackson here who loves trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do some homeschool trivia. So
bring it.
If you have a kid who wants to play, you could always text us at 844-649-1051. We started talking about this, and Corner Bakery was like, we want to be involved. There's so many kids right now. They're not having their school lunches like they used to. Can we do the school lunch for any child that calls in?
We said, absolutely not.
So get out of here, Corner Bakery. Scat.
Boom.
No, we said, absolutely
we shook
can.
A can of pennies at them. Get out of here.
And so the kids are playing for a meal from Corner Bakery. In fact, you can get Corner Bakery Cafe takeout with Goodness to Go. Goodness to Go is your no contact to go pickup option. So you place and pay for your order ahead. You skip the register. You pick up your order in its sealed bag, and you can enjoy good food in a quick, safe, and convenient manner. Go to cornerbakerycafe.com, or you can always order Corner Bakery Cafe on DoorDash or on Grubhub as well. Let's say good morning to Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Jonathan, you're in ninth grade. You go to Summit Academy, and the biggest news is today is Jonathan's birthday.
Oh, how about happy birthday, buddy?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So it's Jackson kind of was one of the first birthdays to get pushed to the side because of quarantine. He has not gotten over it.
It happened the day of my birthday.
It did.
Everyone's like, March 16th, we're flushing everything down the toilet. Hurry, before the cops get here.
So he wasn't able to celebrate his birthday. What about you? Like, does your family have any plans?
We're sitting in Cafe Rio takeout, and I have a birthday cake, so that's good.
Okay, you got a birthday cake.
Top-notch decision on the Cafe Rio. That's, I'm a big Cafe Rio fan.
Jonathan, how are you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nothing can get better than a sweet pork burrito at Cafe Rio.
Amen, Jonathan.
Agreed.
How have you been doing? Have you been listening to our trivia game? Are you good at trivia in general, or is this going to be a struggle for you?
I don't know. For some reason, the fourth grade trivia at first threw me off, so that kind of got me nervous.
Okay, so the fourth grade trivia was a little hard. We'll see how you do with ninth grade trivia
All
today.
Right!
It's Mix Homeschool playing for that Corner Bakery Cafe food. Jackson did ask me ahead of time if he could talk trash to Jonathan because Jonathan's older than the normal.
He's not in fourth grade.
Right.
So you feel like no one pulled any punches when I was a freshman, all right?
Okay.
So I'm going to give this kid noogie, swirly, steal his lunch money, you know.
I told you.
Steal his Cafe Rio.
My kids have been doing the homeschooling, so I turned into the bully, so they just get used
to it. You got it.
Welcome to life.
Yeah.
Dealing with adversity is the most important thing you learn in school.
I steal Liam's lunch money every single day.
Good.
He's like, Dad, you gave it to me this morning. And I take it back.
You leave it on his side table. He wakes up, grabs it, and you just turn him upside down and shake him.
So rude.
All right, Jonathan, here we go. Question number one. President Jefferson needed experienced people to explore America, then report back to him. Which two explorers did he choose?
This is what I was worried about.
You don't get to give hints to a high schooler. You can give hints to a fourth grader.
I know.
No.
I mean it. I'm going to need some kind of answer from you. Maybe just pick two names.
Yeah. Jeff and Julio.
All right, I'm going to have to go ahead and let Jackson go for the steal on this one.
That would be Lewis and Clark.
That is correct. 1 point for Jackson.
I'll feel stupid.
You don't feel stupid
at
all.
Don't feel stupid.
Yeah, don't feel stupid because my first thought was Marco Polo. I'm like, oh, I love that game. That's my favorite game.
She also thought Marco and Polo were two different people.
Right.
Both of them. Listen, Jonathan, it's always nerve-wracking when you're on the radio. Here comes the second question. What is the symbol for sodium?
Don't you dare.
What?
I can see you gearing up to give him a clue. Don't you dare.
There was a joke that... did you tell it?
Manoel's Batman joke.
Yeah.
You know that Batman's salty?
Shh.
Not yet.
Not yet.
What?
What is the... I'm sorry. One more time, Jonathan.
N-A.
Yeah!
That is correct.
Oh, man. I can't believe you got that.
I can't wait to punish Monroe in some horrible way. I already have an embarrassing video of her I'm going to post today.
No!
In response.
No.
That's what's happening.
No, do not post that.
That's such a great video.
Don't.
It's going right on Insta.
Hey, as long as you send it to me, so.
He wants to see it as
You'll
well.
You'll get you it, Jonathan. It. Don't worry.
Question number three, playing for Corner Bakery Food. How many degrees are in a circle?
Oh, 360. That's easy.
That is correct.
Good work. Good work.
Okay. Jonathan, pulling ahead of you, Jackson.
I said zero.
Yeah, I got it.
Zero.
It's a zero. Maybe we should have them play against Monroe.
It would be a more fair fight, that's for sure.
Jonathan, birthday boy Jonathan, who was the leader of Great Britain during World War II?
Oh.
Little old man. Very smart little old man.
A lot of movies about him.
Mm-hmm. Always wear a hat, a bowler, I believe that is called.
Let's just say history is not my strongest point, so.
You want to pass?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to have to give it over to Jackson.
That would be Winston Churchill.
Indeed, it is. Tied up again as we go into... Whew, this is a stressful
last one.
Last one. Oh, no.
Jonathan, bring it.
Jonathan, which document begins with "We the People"?
Oh, the Declaration of Independence.
Nope.
Change your answer. Change your answer.
Jackson for the steal.
That would be the Bill of Rights / the Constitution.
The Constitution is correct. Jackson wins the Listen, Jonathan, you weren't able to beat Jackson at Mixed Homeschool, but we're still going to give you lunch from Corner Bakery.
Oh.
They want to make sure that every kid gets their school lunch right now. So, hey, thank you for playing. Happy birthday. And, dude, have a great Monday, okay?
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're talking about how, like, workplace horror stories, now that we're all working from home, like, what has happened to you so far.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like things even can go bad for celebrities. Celebrities just like us.
Yeah.
Because this actor named Max Enrich... he was in High School Musical 3. He was on Instagram Live singing to fans. So he was just kind of hanging out, kind of like how Tom Holland has done to fans.
Right. Yeah.
Well, his new girlfriend had no idea that he was on live.
Uh-huh.
And she walked up behind him in the video, give him a sweet hug and a kiss.
Sure.
And you could tell at the time he was like, I'm live. Like, don't come over here.
Hush, hush.
But she was so busy wanting to give him a hug that, you know, she wasn't paying attention. Oh, by the way, that's Demi Lovato I'm talking about.
Oh, no way.
Demi.
Yeah.
Demi.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that a relationship she's been trying to keep a secret?
Yep.
Well,
no, it's outed now.
Yeah. She did it to herself, too. Yeah. That's a bummer.
She hinted in an interview with Ellen she may or may not be in a relationship and kind of had that smile, but that no one could figure it out.
Got it.
And then there she was, just cruising along.
Saw that. That's so funny.
The amount of video chats gone bad that's going up on social media. Oh, my gosh.
We're all learning.
Slowly.
It's like how, well, we weren't great with social media at first either, I would argue. And yet,
in fact,
we figured it out.
Walmart says in the past few weeks, they've seen a huge increase in the number of people buying shirts, but pants have gone down.
Oh,
why?
Of course. You only got to dress from the top up.
Exactly.
Monroe, why do you wear sweats to work every day?
Why are you wearing sweats and a nice shirt?
Listen, same I like exact to thing. Call it the work mullet.
Right.
So, the work it's mullet. Like, good luck. Business on top, lounge on the bottom.
So an hour ago, we had on the Lieutenant Governor, Spencer Cox. He's also the head of the Utah Task Force for COVID-19. And I just thought he was really interesting. There's so many different stories out there and misinformation and confusion. And he did a nice job of clearing some of it up, including the stay home, stay safe. What does that exactly mean? It means exactly that. Stop going
stay
out.
Stay home.
He really was just like, we don't know how else to say it. Like, stay home. And he'll be safe.
That's the thing. Everyone's like, I'm so confused as to what this means. Like, they couldn't have made it clearer. Right.
I know.
Just consider they called it shelter in place, but instead it's nicer to hear.
I think the problem is that people, like, can't not make money, you know? Like, they have to go to work. They have to get a paycheck. And think of how many businesses are sales-related and things like that. It's just hard to say, okay, I'm not essential, you know, but tell that to my family.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's the problem that everyone's dealing with.
Right.
So if you missed the interview, it's up on our podcast. Search for The Mixed Morning Fix on any of your podcast directories. Let's play the birthday game.
Yeah.
Ready.
Celebrity birthday game. We celebrate celebrities whose birthdays are today. We have Monroe. We have producer Danny. We have Jackson. The way it goes is you always go under, never go over. You go over, you are out. Price is right rules. All right, got my little score sheet here. Monroe has been winning, been crushing it lately.
Did I?
Oh, did you not?
I think I won last week.
Yeah, did you? Won.
I was doing pretty well last week. Got beat. Might I remind you,
well,
Mr.
Jackson,
Man.
A happy birthday to Kelly Ripa's husband.
Mark Consuelos.
Mark
so Consuelos.
Oh, my gosh. He never ages.
No.
No, he looks good.
Wow.
He is in Riverdale, and he's a dad in Riverdale. And he looks like he could be the brother of any of the teenagers on that show. Like, he is very good looking.
He and Kelly, they do a lot of yoga together. They do couples yoga. And, like, it is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
When he's, like, lifting her up in some weird position.
With, like, one hand?
Yes.
And she's just, like, flat as a board?
Yes.
My favorite thing is, like, she loves when other people hit on him.
Oh, yeah,
she'll be
she
like,
does.
Like, they'll hit on him in his Instagram comments, and then she gets there and replies to all of them, like, yeah, isn't he so hot?
She's like, I
it's crazy how hot he is.
How old is Mark Consuelos? It's his birthday. Jackson.
He's older, because he was originally a star in, like, the 80s.
Yeah, soap operas.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say he's 53.
53, Monroe?
Did you go over?
Did you go over?
I'm going to say 49.
49. I'm sorry, Danny. I can't ask you.
No!
What?
Yes!
2 points for Monroe.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. That's a way to start it off.
He's way younger than I thought.
Happy birthday, Celine Dion.
Oh, my heart will go on.
She is funny. When you like, you would think with like her music that she'd be very like uptight.
Yeah.
But then if you watch some interviews with
her, she's very funny.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember when Deadpool 2 came out? One of the teaser trailers was her singing to or Deadpool singing as Celine Dion.
Yes.
And then they have a confrontation.
Yes.
Excellent video.
Yeah. Celine Dion is. Great voice, also funny. It's her birthday. How old is she, Monroe?
Celine Dion is, I don't know. If Mark Consuelos is 49, let's say that Celine Dion I'll switch it up. 53.
Okay, 53.
I was going to say 53.
Producer Danny, Celine Dion.
I think she's a little bit older than that.
Okay.
Maybe like 56.
56 from producer Danny. I will say also, I had a friend go and see Celine Dion in Vegas when she was still doing it. Said it was one of the best shows.
Really?
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, then I'll switch it up too and say 49.
52.
Yeah! Jackson.
That hurts.
Everyone else went over.
Yeah. That hurts.
My
producer Danny.
Yes.
A happy birthday to Piers Morgan.
Ugh.
Oh, he's
a real jerk.
He's an internet troll guy.
He's kind of
a
journalist.
Real life troll.
He's from across the pond, made it really famous over there on like their version of Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
And when Larry King retired, he actually took over Larry King's show. Did not go very well. He's back now over across the pond doing the Today Show again, doing what he does best.
And was a judge on AGT.
That's right.
I think he only lasted like 2 years here, but yeah. He was a judge in the UK forever.
For a long time. Piers Morgan, it's his birthday. How old is he, Danny?
58.
58. Jackson.
Ooh, I think you went over. Not by a ton. 52, John.
52, Monroe.
53, Bob.
You little brat.
55, Monroe gets the
ball. Oh!
3 for Monroe, 1 for Jackson, 2 more to go. Happy birthday, Ian Ziering.
Oh, Sharknado.
Ian.
Is it Ian?
Ian Ziering.
Uh-huh. That's not how you pronounce it. It's Ian.
You're wrong.
Yeah,
no.
He
pronounces
it
Ian.
I know. Well, he pronounces it, but he pronounces it
yes.
wrong.
Couldn't agree more with
true.
You.
That's true. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Ian Ziering, it's his birthday today. 90210. Steve Sanders.
Nope.
Sharknado.
90210.
I'm sorry.
Steve
again.
Sanders.
He was still the nerdy guy.
He
in 90210. He wasn't anything.
He was also way older than everyone else. Watch that show again.
He was older than the girl in the glasses?
No, she was the oldest.
You know what?
She was like 40 when they were filming that.
Back then, no one knew that he would eventually star in the Sharknado series.
That's true.
That's the craziest part about 90210.
How old is Ian Ziering, Jackson?
Ian Ziering. All right, Beverly Hills. Old. You said he was the older one in Beverly. I'm going to say Ian Ziering is 46.
46.
Wow.
46.
46.
For Jackson. Monroe.
Oh, that's me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you went under.
Do this.
I think you went under.
Well, I prefer to go under.
I'm going
to
say.
that's a good thing.
You don't want to go over.
No.
I'm going to say 48.
48. Danny.
Oh, man. I have no idea. So I'll just go. What did you say?
I said 46.
46.
And then 48.
44.
I thought you might thread the needle.
Oh. Yes.
56.
Dang,
which
really?
Which means Monroe gets the point.
Yeah,
huh.
Right.
Monroe, last one. Happy birthday, MC Hammer.
Hammer time.
Oh, no, that's...
No, that was not... Yeah, that was New Kids. can't touch this.
No.
There it is.
Done it.
MC Hammer, it's his birthday. How old is he, Monroe?
MC Hammer. Okay, let's see. I'm going to say that MC Hammer, he was older.
You got to pray.
Pray. That was a great MC Hammer. Can we play MC Hammer today?
For the throwback?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that off air.
Yeah, good idea.
50.
50. Daddy.
54.
54. Jackson.
No way, he's like at least 60. 58.
56.
No!
No, I'm sorry. 58 exactly.
Oh! That was a real roller coaster,
Jackson,
I tell you.
Jackson gets 2 points. Not enough to win the game. Ooh! Game goes to Monroe, though.
Wow.
Monroe, we've added in an extra pocket full of sunshine just to get everyone through these tough times.
And we need it, don't we?
We do, yeah.
We really do. And we need celebrities to step up, because as much as I like telling good news, I also like hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, who better than to hear good news from than one John Krasinski?
Oh,
I do love John Krasinski.
Good evening, everybody, even though it is very clearly the afternoon, and welcome to SGN. John, what is SGN? That's a good question. For years now, I've been wondering, why is there not a news show dedicated entirely to good news?
Yeah. Why isn't there, right? I hear that question asked all the time.
What is he doing?
So he's doing his own. It's SGN. It's called Some Good News.
Okay.
And it's his show. And it's like a 15-minute show. Currently trending on YouTube, and it's just good news stories. So,
and it's just him being positive?
Yeah, it started with him going on Twitter and just asking people, like, hey, I need to hear something good. Tell me some good news. And so people just started posting this stuff.
I love that.
So then here he is reporting on it.
I was trying to grab that audio, and I saw, like, Steve Carell even has a cameo in one
of
them.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. He uses... It actually already has 94,000 subscribers, and he just launched it.
Let me say this to you, John Krasinski. There is a positive news channel. It's this show.
Yeah.
And it's Monroe doing Pocket Full of Sunshine.
I'm not going to tell you to stop, though. You keep doing your boo.
He is so handsome, though.
So handsome.
He is so handsome. Oh, my goodness. And he's all like... He doesn't have, like, long, you know,
stay-at-home
beard. Yeah, he's prepping. He prepped for this.
He actually looks more like Jim than he has in a long time.
Yeah, he does.
It's about time.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jackson, is the video up on social media at this point?
It is. Okay. Right now, the video of Monroe in the most... pulling the most compromising of facial features.
This is why I got into radio, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is why, like, this coronavirus will take me out socially. Because video chats, I can't hide my face.
Right.
I can't control my facial expression. Danny, stop watching it. Stop
I just
watching
keep watching it on a loop. It's so funny.
Stop it.
We talked last week about how we were in a company-wide meeting, and Monroe caught herself rolling her eyes in the middle of the video chat. Yeah.
Someone had a diva moment, and I totally rolled my eyes, and then I looked down and was like, oh, that's on video.
So now there is...
We were on the phone earlier with Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. I was really excited about this. Yeah. Like, big deal for us.
Mm-hmm. The guy with the second most amount of power in Utah.
And who is in charge of the Task Force for COVID-19.
Yeah, like talking to the White House today about what Utah is doing to combat coronavirus. Big deal. Yeah. So he calls into the show.
I was so bored. I was excited.
Uh-huh. Monroe has been excited since last week about this. Yeah. So he calls in, and John's like, hey, how's it going, man? And he's like, it's good, John and Jackson. I got to tell you. And Monroe's face,
when he
doesn't say her name, it just drops. And I...
As
a service to you, our beautiful, gorgeous, loyal listeners
so
who have stuck with us through everything, I pulled that video. I isolated it. I put a little bit of
music
in there.
To it.
just a little pizzazz.
Hold on. So is it on?
It's on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
You put it on both, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Of course. Of course.
Let me just see what this looks
like. You got to see that face of hers.
Okay.
I'm doing okay, John and Jackson. Thanks for taking time this morning.
It's the best. She pulls the best. You have to.
I don't know why I'm so sad.
I'm serious. Listen, I begged for you to go look at our social media before, but I am telling you, nothing is gonna. If you're in a funk right now, nothing is gonna get you out of your funk like watching Monroe.
Get
so disappointed.
I mean,
she's so disappointed.
He just broke my heart right there.
It could be Danny's favorite thing she's ever been
it's
a part of on this show.
Get off, Danny.
I love it. Oh, my God.
And then as soon as her face drops, I start throwing in the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme.
So funny. Hey, Taco Bell is going to be giving out free tacos tomorrow.
Hey, look at you, T-Bell.
Obviously, we're all dealing with the stay home, stay safe, and social distancing, so you got to go through a drive-through tomorrow, and you can get a free Doritos Locos taco. No purchase necessary. Delivery does not qualify for that free taco, but if you go on through, you can still get one. I have not had a Doritos Locos taco.
We're not supposed to be...
Oh, they're so good.
We're not supposed to be gathering.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be leaving our houses. They should give you a free Doritos Locos taco if you get delivery.
Can I put that on my credentials?
They say you can go drive through places, though.
I know, but you're not supposed to. As much as you can eliminate interaction with the outside world, you're supposed to.
I'm going tomorrow to Taco Bell. You can't make me feel guilty about this. It's a free taco.
Stay home, stay safe. I want my taco. Save lives.
Listen, we all want things, okay? People in hell want ice water is what my mom used to say to me all the time.
Hey, are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Did you know half of the cereal brands that come out are discontinued within 5 years?
No way.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what broke my heart.
Which one?
Blueberry muffin tops. What? It was just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, except it tasted like blueberry muffins. And I know it sounds crazy, but it was the best cereal in the world. It was the best cereal ever made. General Mills made it in a bag, and then they just took it from me. They just took it away.
Frankenberry.
Frankenberry's still around, though.
I know.
Yeah. You can still get yourself some.
It stood the test of time.
They had a WWF cereal.
Was it good?
That was good when I was a kid.
Was it really good?
I was a kid, and I was really into WWF. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was the cereal or what, but I ate it all the time. They always had my favorite wrestlers on the box.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Okay.
Danny?
What's that toucan?
Follow
Fruit
your
Loops.
Nose? Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops?
That's still around.
Still around, Danny.
Danny does not eat a lot of cereal, I'm finding out.
Do you know what I got over the weekend?
Huh.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah? Mm. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a good cereal.
Gosh.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a solid, solid choice.
Yes.
But may I suggest Honey Nut Chex?
No, you may not.
Oh, no.
What
no.
a waste of my time.
Don't knock
I reject
you
your suggestion
Don't knock
completely.
Until you rock it, because the Chex has figured out how to properly soak up the milk without making it too soggy and still crunchy.
Really?
But then you put that honey flavoring on
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh. Cinnamon so. Toast Listen. Chex?
No.
No, Honey Nut
Honey
Chex.
Nut Chex.
If I'm going to pick a cereal that's still around,
yes,
it's going to be Corn Pops. I know that's a controversial no. choice.
I love Corn Pops.
Because you're wrong. They get soggy too fast. Their flavor is...
What is the
You
the
get
basic-y.
Soggy too fast. You're so soggy. Coming in here sogging around like you own the place. Tell me what's wrong.
Man, it got real. Just real saying. Fast.
You got to try Corn Pops again.
Dude,
really?
So
but you
got
to do just... You got to do... So if you're going to do a portion, you got to do a half portion, eat it, and then... To put the second
oh, yeah,
half in the milk.
Oh, yeah, you can't wait for it to get
nah,
too high.
Nah,
my point exactly.
That's why Honey Smacks went down.
Honey Smacks is
Honey
the worst.
Honey Smacks sucks.
Honey Smacks, no, they were so hard at the beginning.
They're so hard.
They're so
and
hard.
And then they get so soggy so
yeah,
fast.
I know, yeah. that's what I'm saying.
And they like fold out. I don't know what it is. They're gross.
It's like having corn nuts. Like pour it into some milk
yeah.
and then trying to eat those.
Ugh, corn nuts are gross too.
Was that the one? That was the one with Dig'em the Frog was the spokesperson,
yeah.
right? Okay. Jackson.
Dig'em the Frog.
Dig'em. You know, I grew facial hair without telling anyone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's my secret stash.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. Wow, that was pretty half hearted.
Yeah,
you feeling
that
it, bud? You having a hard day? There we go. Nailed it.
All right, let's get to the stories. You and I got crushed today on Houston
I know, News. I know.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Go for it.
So I don't know a single person at this point who isn't just exclusively talking about Tiger King. Like, when we're not talking about coronavirus,
yes.
we're talking about Tiger King. And a lot of people are starting to learn that you can pretty much buy a tiger cub from anywhere for like $2,000. Which everyone thought would be a lot more expensive, apparently.
I thought it would be difficult to buy a tiger, but it turns
yeah.
out it's not.
No,
you
it's
don't
very
even have
difficult
to have a
in
cage.
Utah.
Yeah, yeah. All you need is a suitcase and a
oh,
Vegas
yeah.
suite.
In like, no, you don't. You're not allowed to do that. If you go down to Texas, they have like very few wildlife restrictions. You can pretty much own anything. So we were road tripping through Texas one time, and my friend's like, "Oh my God, that was a tiger in that front yard." I was like, no way. And we got into such an argument about it that we actually turned around and there was a tiger in the front yard. That's just something that happens in Texas, apparently. So, you know.
We were going for a walk a few weeks ago and there was a zebra and
emu.
Emu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, that's going to be my house one day. I'm telling you. I'm going to have a lot of
the
crazy
dream.
Critters.
Yeah.
The dream.
That poor zebra.
Zebra. There's a
What's
peacock
do
there.
In the winter?
Yeah, they're fine in the winter. They're basically just horses.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, fine.
So, are you selling us tigers?
Thank you. Just have a seat. You know,
yeah.
The thing is, I only sell tigers to pay for my own tigers. Mm. But if you're interested in really getting into the game, you got to get a downline under you.
And really, are you selling the tigers? The tigers sell
tigers
themselves.
Sell them,
right.
Actually, tigers might be the only thing that actually really do sell themselves.
True.
You don't need to sell a tiger. Mm. All right. So anyway, we've all been sort of pretty tiger centric in our heads lately. Well, there was a new baby Bengal tiger born at a zoo in Mexico. Now, this is kind of a surprise. They didn't know the tiger was pregnant, in which case I'm like, I don't know if that's a great zoo.
Yeah.
Don't like that. Hmm. Don't like you guys not knowing if your tiger might be pregnant or not.
Yeah.
But they were like, we didn't know he was on the way. He's going to have a big impact on people because everyone right now is so scared and so worried about everything that we're all kind of just excited to have a baby tiger around. Like, we're excited to have a baby and to be able to show pictures and videos. The thing is, the name. I mean, I hate this so much. And I usually make fun of people's names because, you know, people name their babies and their animals silly things. They named this tiger cub COVID.
No.
COVID. Which, had I not known about COVID-19, I would have been like, oh, that's a cool name for a tiger. I like that.
Yeah.
They could have been something like, oh, it means power in Hindi. And I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's what they're going with. Apparently, they're going to keep the name COVID.
There's
I don't know why.
1,000 deaths in New York alone.
I know.
That's like naming a tiger 9/11 at some point. Like that's
exactly. Legit.
Yeah.
So, all right. When you get your 12, because we're all getting that $1,200 stimulus check, allegedly, we'll see. When it comes and you buy your baby tiger.
Yes, of course.
Because that's what we're all doing with it. Let's get real.
Yeah.
What are you naming your tiger?
Doug.
Doug!
Doug the tiger.
That was fast.
Yeah.
That was good. That's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Danny, what are you naming your baby tiger?
Tom.
Okay.
All right.
Tom the tiger.
I like alliteration.
That was
John
awful.
Loves alliteration.
I love alliteration.
When Rosie.
All I can think of right now is they're great.
Tony.
So Tony the tiger.
Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, you could get a boy and a girl tiger. Name them Tony and Tanya. Or you could get two girl tigers and name them Tanya and Nancy. Tanya and Nancy, wrap them up.
That's what you're going with.
Drop them in the backyard. They're fine.
Drop them in the backyard.
All right, John, take it away.
All right, we're all spending a lot more time on the couch these days.
Oh, man, going crazy.
And so people usually hold on to couches for an average of 12 years. So a new survey calculated just what the average couch experience is in that time. Now, with all of this social distancing, maybe we'll be getting rid of couches sooner than the 12 years.
I know. Why did I get a neutral couch?
Oh, yeah. No, you need a black.
I know.
Yeah. We watch about 12 hours a week of TV on our couch.
Not me.
More?
No. Wait.
Less? Do you watch it in bed?
I don't get to watch TV. Between my husband and my children, it's just another fight I don't want to have.
You don't lean in and just watch what they want to watch?
No, I put my headphones on and I play Merge Dragon.
See, this is where you've gone all wrong. You all made fun of me for that kitchen TV. But let me tell you, I have never gotten more chores done in my life. I just have the kitchen TV on, sit there, I do my dishes, I do my cooking. It's awesome.
This says that there are 6,960 spills, or 11 spills per week on your couch. That
11?
Seems high.
Per week?
Yeah.
Right?
That's a lot.
What are you people doing to your couches?
I feel like even with kids, that seems high.
Yeah, no joke.
You'll spend about 5,248 hours on social media, or 8.5 hours a week on your couch. I'm realizing I don't sit on my couch a lot. That's what I'm realizing with all this. Like,
I know,
when I think about when I'm doing this stuff.
Because your dog's there, where he belongs.
It's ruining that couch. You do 4,293 hours of sleeping or napping on your couch, which gives you 7 hours a week. Who is napping 7 hours a week? Anyone in this?
Danny? Me right now.
Danny is right now.
Yeah, these days.
Maybe an hour on a weekend.
You know how much I love a nap. I don't know why you'd be questioning.
Dude, when I nap hard. I'm down for like 3 or 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
There's about 4,428 kisses or one a day on the couch.
Ew.
Why is that an ew?
Keep spilling your gravy. Don't kiss.
And the remote will get lost about 900 times within the couch or once a week.
Every
ain't that the truth?
Single time. And I don't know why it's always the last place I look.
It is the ongoing fight between my son and I.
Where the remote belongs.
Where the remote belongs. Because I'm like, if you just put it here, we'll never lose it again.
Right.
Yeah.
And he never does. And then we end up having to find the remote every single day. It's ongoing.
Shame.
Yeah. There you go. That does it for our podcast. So thanks for listening to this one. Make sure and rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend.
Get the word out. Tell a friend, please.
Yeah.
Keep us employed.
Listen, in the middle of all of this social media or social distancing, maybe you're doing a social happy hour. Like if Jackson and I were FaceTiming, I'd be like, hey, Jackson.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, have you been listening to a lot of podcasts during your stay home, stay safe?
A ton of podcasts. Yeah, yeah.
Would you mind if I recommend one for you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, please.
Do you like to laugh a lot?
I love laughing.
Well, have I got a podcast for you?
Oh!
The Mixed Morning Fix on any podcast directory.
I gave them a try before. Are they all right?
No, they weren't great at first, but the more you listen to them, they get okay.
I mean, how many hosts have they had at this point?
Got him! Come on, Monroe. Let's go home.
Don't you leave me.
I'm ready to social distance.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.